Daniel Shane and Bas Yeshua followed. I also like to mention, probably none of you know this person, his name is Herschel Tannenbaum. And Herschel Tannenbaum was a close friend of mine. He was a Yachad member, older person, and I used to go in Stern College. There used to be Yachad Shabbatons, two a year. And we used to go, my wife and I, both Yachad Shabbatons. And then they had only one a year, so we went one a year. And then there was no Yachad Shabbatons, so then we didn't go at all. Except for this past Shabbos, we went for the first time. It was a regular Shabbos, so it was very nice. We went. So I got to meet various people over the years. But one person that I kept up with was this fellow. In fact, just last week he called me, you know, to say hello. This fellow, he's from Philadelphia, Herschel Tannenbaum. And unfortunately, he was nifter alone in the house, and they didn't know about it till a couple of days later. One of those type of situations. And so we were very close, and I just wanted to mention him, this individual. He used to come, he had a nice sense of humor, and special individual. And so we should also have in mind his neshama, as we learned today as well. Herschel Tannenbaum from Philadelphia. Okay. Who has packet of hay for me? Okay, he got it. You keep the phone. Okay. So, we're up to question 27. Tein Hagdaras HaYushalmi Binyan Neitzachama. So we said that the Yushalmi says that you need it to be mitaftefes rashi haharim. So the simple pshat in that idea is that that even though you're standing to the west of the mountain and the sun is rising in the east, but you have to wait till it goes at the top of the horn. That could be just, you know, like a couple of minutes, you know, but it'll be a difference of a couple of minutes of when Neitzachama is. So we saw, they said that in the Luchos in Eretz Yisrael, when they have this man for Neitzachama, they work with Neitzanira, Yeruchem Shemesh. But that's the Lashon HaYerushalmi. They should say Hachama mitaftefes al Roshei Haharim. And then we had the Rabbeinu Yonah as well, and Dal and Amud Beis, in Masechet Brachos, where he says, also he quotes the Yerushalmi here. Hashem Shacham and Chel Zroch Roshi Hahari. It's really Hei Neitzachama. And Loshon Hei Neitzu HaRimonim. Right? Hei Neitzu HaRimonim means the Rimonim are blossoming. That's why I remember years ago I was speaking to Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen about Neitzachama. I was telling him, you know, there's a piece in the Encyclopedia Talmudis. So he was shocked. In the Encyclopedia Talmudis, they didn't get up to noon yet. But it's on the hay. Yeah. So it was. Rav Natan Greenblatt told me that he was in Eretz Yisrael when the first volume came out, and they brought it, and he was part of the Rav Shimon disconnecting, they brought it to the Brisker Rav to look at. And he praised it. Even though it's interesting, the first volume is not as comprehensive as later volumes. They made it much more comprehensive as the, as you know, they have a big Gedolei Rabbanim who work on it. You know, I was once, I wanted to speak to, recently I spoke to Rav Zalman Nechemia Goldberg. So I once called him, you know, I was having trouble sleeping, and I figured I'll call Rav Zalman Nechemia. Because in the middle of the night here, it's, you know, it's daytime there. So I called up his wife. So she said, where is he? I said, where is, you know, I would like to speak to her. Goldberg's in the home now. So she gave me his number that he works, you know, for the Encyclopedia Talmudis. So that's where he was. So she gave me the number, because you need to be a big Talmud Chacham to write the articles. The big Talmud Chachamim, you know, worked on articles for the Encyclopedia Talmudis. So, yeah, so Mahu Chichu Mefarshim in Nivresha Tzildi. So what did the Mefarshim... So Mefarshim wanted to say, you see from Nivresha Tzildi that L'chora, that it's Nates Anira. Right? Because as the Gemara says that when the Nivresha Tzildi was shining, that was the Zman for... what? For Kriya Shema. Right. And the Tosefta says, Mitzvah Sosho Kriya Shema Mirei Tzachama. And the Tosefta says, Nirasa Chama Ol Rosh Yehorim. It's the Lashon Tosefta. Let's look it up. Perek Aleph Dalet in the Tosefta. He says, that the Chama was Nirasa or Rashi Haharim. That's like the Yerushalmi. So Mefarshim are understanding that the idea of the Nivresha Silni seems to indicate that it's the Nates Hanira. The Mucham Mehasam Aliva the Rav Rishon and Chashkin San Zmachel Benikla Stars Harazesim. Well, see, Isha Shom says the Sefer Zman of Kol Chasam, page 25. Hilni Im Hasan Neveshes Ozav Al Pischo Shehechol. Moshav Avay Zehaya Hasimel Neitzacham Lo Shamar Yishuaim. Arazesim, Ochelik Master Russell, Almond Indians, Man Neta and Chati, Yishanakas Lenum Tsoim Yushalayim, as a Staras Harazesim. The Vesha Sasha Tulia Bofucha Harazesim, Lohis Dilos Anates.
Right.
o chelek mehastarasa. Alma inyan zman hanetz al chadi yesh lenatos lamtzayim yushalayim es hastaras harazesim. So what does that mean? So therefore what? Well, before the Maral Distin. So, are we working with Neitz HaNira or Neitz HaNista? What? Neitz HaNista. Right. In other words, so what's the Pasha Pshat with the Nevesh HaSilni? What does that show? Well, Neitz HaNira. Because this way, the Nevesh HaSilni was only going to get the sun rays from Neitz HaNira. Right? But now he's saying here what? Right, so what do you see from there? What? You have to get rid of Harazesim. So if you get rid of Harazesim, then what? And what, how do you see that from the Rosh Hashilni? Right. That was, he said, Neitz HaNira just looks at somebody, you need the Nevashis. So the Nevashis was what? For Neitz HaNista. And how would that, and how would the sun rays work with that?
The Nevashis was so high up that it was able to.
So it would get the sun rays. The sun rays would. So how would the sun rays would what? Yeah, but there was no sun rays, would they get in the Nevesh HaSilni?
Yes.
Even though there was Harazesim, but this was higher up than the Harazesim, so that the sun rays would shoot up, and then hit the Nevesh HaSilni, even what. So the simple pshat before we said that you see Neitz HaNira, but so that's why, but that was saying that, you know, that it could be Neitz HaNista because it'll be it was higher up than so someone is saying that you see from the Nevesh HaSilni that it's Neitz HaNira because that's why it was shiny then, but then we said but maybe not because it was high up, so therefore it was already, but even by the Neitz HaNista, it was already shining. That's what you're saying. That's what Ezra's saying. Okay. Tainzman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Okay. Kriya Shel Shachris. So when is the time of Kriya Shema? So the simple shot of the riff is in Mishayakir. Mishayakir is the Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Lechatchila. But the Evid, you could say it from Alos HaShachris. That's the Zman of the Rif. Right. And the Balamor and Tosus learns the Zman Kriya Shema is when? Zman Kriya Shema is when? Neitz HaChama Lechatchila. And B'dieved before that. So this is the question. What did the Vasikin do? Right? So the Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Hanano. Right? What did the Vasikin do? So according to it says, Hayu Gomrim also in Maneitz HaChama. Today she Yismachu Tfilu Nitzel Mispal Beyom. So what's the Rabbeinu Tam's pshat and what's the Rabbeinu Hanano's pshat? No? So Rabbeinu Tam says that they said Kriya Shema when? It said Kriya Shema before.
Oh, the whole thing with the door.
No, yeah, so what did they do? Okay. According to Rabbeinu Tam, no. Before Nates, and then Shmon Esrei, they get to a Nates. Right. So therefore, it comes out that, and Rabbi Tam holds like the Balamor, that you're really supposed to say Kriya Shema L'Chadchila at Nates. So they say Kriya Shema L'Chadchila before Nates. So they... So one second. So according to Rabbi Tam, they did a B'dievet on the Kriya Shema in order that they should what? More of the chachi, like a mitzvah but a mufkar on the Shmon Esrei. So that was what they did according to Rabbeinu Tam. But according to Rabbeinu Hananel, they were saying what? Kriya Shema at Nates.
Tefillah after
Nates. So it was a kiyum in Kriya Shema.
The
first verse is trying to be the book. Yeah, so Rav Lichtenstein, what he would daven Kriya Shema, the Vidavim Vasikin. So the standard Vasikin today is that you say Shmon Esrei at Nates and you say Kriya Shema before Nates. So according to the Rabbeinu Tam and the Baal HaMor, you did Kriya Shema b'dievet. Right? So so he would repeat Kriya Shema. He would repeat Kriya Shema, and this, and then we discussed it. Does it help to repeat Kriya Shema if you did it then? What? If you what? Yeah, because we feel that you were saying it there. Yeah. So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, they said Kriya Shema before Netzachama. Right. So the idea of saying, well, that's the question, is Vasikin, Yeruchim Shemesh, to do what? To do Kriya Shema at the Shemesh, or to do Shmon Esrei? So Rabbeinu Hananel says it's to do Kriya Shema, and Rabbeinu Tam says it's to do Shmon Esrei. That's one question. And then the question is, what is the L'Chadchila? What is the Zman for Kriya Shema? According to the Rif, the Zman Kriya, what the Vasikin did was 100% L'Chadchila. Because they said Kriya Shema after Mishayakir, which is fine, and then they said Shmon Esrei at the so it was also everything they did was fine. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, they did Kriya Shema before Nates, and that's only a b'dievet. Okay, question 33. Tain Hagdoras Shalalosa Shachar. When is the packet Chav Zion referred to? You just did Chav Vav? That's quick. Oh, we said it quick. Here's who packets are these Chav Vav and Zion? Also, Sharkis. Cutting up the Chag Gadya soon. One day they're going to print the packets with the Hagos of Simon Shochet's Hagos on the side of the page. Yes, so Tein Hagdoras Shalalos HaShachar. So the Rambam in Perish Mishnayis says that when you have a or a notzitz, like Rabbi Telki says, like a glimmer of light in the east, even though the sun is clearly below the horizon, but there's a glimmer of light. That's what the Rambam says in the Perish HaMishnayis and Masech the Brachas. But then the question is, that there seems to be a contradiction that Tosfos Yontif points out in the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos in terms of what's the shear of a mill. Because here he writes it's 72 minutes, Amuna Shaka 72 minutes before sunrise, and he's assuming that it's 18 minutes. Right, that a mill is 18 minutes, but in that's the Perush Mishnayos in Pesachim. But Tosfos Yontif points out that seems to contradict what he says elsewhere. What does he say elsewhere? In what? In Pesachim he says what? 24. Right, that's the Perush Mishnayos in Pesachim that he seems to say 24. Okay. So, it's a steer. That's what the Tosfos Yontif points out. זה השיר שקוצר שהוא כזמן שני חומשי שואה כושר ולהובים שנקד שיר מלך יום שלא יגיעו רק בשלוש מילים שהם שיר בפרסוס וחצי נועה 18 versus 24, right? Yeah, we're going to run points out. That's the one points out for the Tosfos Yontif. Because he says here. Yeah. Yeah, the Mogra Run points it out.
72 minutes is based on 18 minutes.
Right.
4 minutes.
He says, "Kolkar Sarich Iyun of Rambam, who's on Paragimel the Pesachim, says that it's 2/5 of an hour. Shnei Chumshim Shah, right? So that's 24 minutes. And therefore, if you have Hey Milan, that's going to be 2 hours. So it's not going to be." Nearly the pasuk of Adonai ve'alos hashachar v'atzeisach, it could be that he holds it's only 4 mil. So therefore, that's why he said 72 minutes, because he holds 4 mil. But it's still a steerer. In the Gemara, it's a machlokas 5 mil versus 4 mil. Max, do you want to say something? Okay.
Well, what does that mean if it's 24 minutes or 18 minutes or whether it's 74 minutes or 96?
Right. Depends. Yeah, it's going to depend upon how big it is, yeah.
Because the Rambam, we don't know which would be held.
Yeah, because the first. Because he's saying 72 minutes in Brachas, right? But there in Pesachim, he's. But the other Perush Mishnayos, he says what? Well, 24.
That would be
96
minutes.
Yes, that's what he writes here. Ushir Mizvah Shishnei Chum Sheishah. Shows on fire.
By talking when he wants to talk about
He says, "Aber da shi ke shachas shut zman shnei chum sheisha, so shnei chum sheisha, 24 minutes. Kasha we love is yim kein shir mahalach liyom shu yud beisha, same shishim chum sheisha. Vayegiu rak mishloshim milin, same shiva parsos v'chetzi." Okay. Then we say, "Tain divrei Rambam perish of Mishnayis v'nin higi azman shkita." So there's another perish of Mishnayis in Yuma. So he says, "Higi azman shkita." He says, "Sher ro pnei hamizrach matchilu lishtanos." Hey, Omer lem barkai. So here is Mashmur the what? Shri Rob Pnei Hamizrach Maschil and Nishtano, say Om Mishlom Berkai. So what does that mean? Right, it's not just a glimmer, but it's Hey Pnei Hamizrach. So that's the question. When is really the beginning of the day? So the Rashash says. Yeah, so the Chiddush of the Rashash is that no, the Mishnah says Hey Pnei Hamizrach, and the Rambam says, see, the Lashon of Rambam is Kshei Ro Pnei Hamizrach Maschil Nishtanos. So that's the Alachar Hey Pnei Hamizrach. I mean, Omer Lem Barkai. What? In the beginning, but then if Shmasta Matisyal ben Shmuel, but Omer here Pnei Mizrachu, Achaz Man Shezochat Tanakama. So the Tanakama says, "In Higiyaz Man Shchita," that means that's the beginning. So in Higiyaz Man Shchita, Gerem Omer Barkai, and then we should be Pnei Kol Mizrach. That's a later time. So Lamaisa, if we assume Hey Pnei Hamizrach, it means that that's what they did the Shechita, according to the second Shechita. So which one is it? So we assume Hey Pnei Hamizrach. So the Magen Avraham. So I'm going to explain in a second. So let me just say something. As the Magen Avraham says, that Zman Tfila is Allah Shachay Mizrach. It says that if you do it in Mispal Mishalal Shach is Yotza. But these are two different Zmanim. It's Allah Shachar and they are Pnei Kol HaMizrach. And therefore Lachat Tfila you're supposed to wait for the Hey Pnei Kol HaMizrach for davening. And with the other, a loss of shachar. So, but the question of the Rashash is that normally the halacha is we wait lechatchila till leitzachama, and here we're doing it lechatchila by here pnei mizrach. So the Rosh Hashanah's Kiddush was that when the Mishnah Megillah says that you have to wait l'chatchil till Neisachama, it doesn't really mean Neisachama kipshuto, it means Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizrach. And therefore, you see, if you say, like the Rosh Hashanah, nothing was different in the Beis HaMikdash than in my private home when I'm shaking lulav, that I have to wait l'chat. Because the Chorah, l'chatchil, I'm supposed to wait till Neisachama. But that's later, then you have to wait to bring the Korban from the Shal Shachar. So how could that be? So Rav Moshe Feinstein said, so Rav Nata Greenblatt, he says, in the Hanami, in the Mikdash, they did the whole year, they did B'diyavit. L'chatchila, they did B'diyavit. Why? Because they had concerns. They needed to rush things because they had to get the Korbanos in. It was a busy day, because the whole day was only after till the carbon tabachol bein arba'in. So it's thought earlier. So even though studying earlier is b'diavad, but Rav Moshe, his lashon was l'chatchila they were knowing b'diavad. Yes. If not the green, but yeah. But 1 second. But according to the Rashash, no, the din of the l'chatchila of a mitzvah bayom that b'diavad is alos hashachar. And the Mishnah says, L'chatchila is Neitzachama. Neitzachama didn't mean Neitzachama Kipshuto. It means Heya Pnei Kol HaMizrach. And Mamela, that is the Zman L'chatchila for all mitzvahs. That's a big Kiddush. That means L'chatchila, you want to do a mitzvah early, you can do it, according to Rosh Hashanah, L'chatchila, you can do it from Heya Pnei Kol HaMizrach. Even though the poskim is not mashma that way, but that's the Rosh Hashanah's Kiddush. You know, they recently came out with a sefer, a book, in the library, we just got it recently, about the Strashon Library. The Strashon Library was a library in Vilna, and it was funded by who? Rav Matisyahu Strashon, the son of the Rosh Hashanah. The son of the Rosh Hashanah. And Rabbi Mandelbaum, Rav Beresh Mandelbaum, was the librarian here from 1948 to 1998. I was very close with him. Not in 48, but in the other years, we were very close. He told me that the Mishnah Berurah, how did he get all the svarim to write the Mishnah Berurah from the Strashon Library in Vilna? And Dr. Schneer Lyman told me that they have the cards. I guess to take a, not today you have a computer, or today when you want to take a book out of the library, you had to sign the card. So they had the cards that the Chofetz Chaim signed to take out books from the Strashon Library. He also told me, Dr. Lyman, that the Strashon Library was open 7 days a week, meaning it was open on Shabbos. People come to learn. They wouldn't sign the cards, obviously, they wouldn't take books out, but they would come to learn. They would sit in the
library.
It was in Vilna. So somebody wrote a book recently, it was just published recently, about where are all the books from the Strashon Library? So some are in Yivo, some are in Yerushalayim, some got lost in the war. You know, it was an interesting book that somebody wanted to know. What happened to the books of the Strashon Library? It's been interesting. I wasn't there. Yeah. So that's the son of the Rosh Hashanah. It's a good book. You have good pictures. It's interesting. Strashon was the shin. The last shin was a Shmuel Strashon. So his last, the shin, the last shin was the last name, the Strashon name. Yeah. So let's go slowly. The Rosh Hashanah's Kiddush is. You see, the standard pshat is that in the Mishnah says, according to the second opinion, that the Tamid Shal Shachar was brought shape Heya Pnei HaMizrach. That's what it was brought. So the question is, but the Chor, that's B'diyevet, because the halacha is the daytime starts at Alos HaShachar. And then L'chatchila, you'll have what? You're supposed to wait till Neitzachama. That's a Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chof. And here they did the Tamid Shal Shachar at Heya Pnei HaMizrach, which is before Neitzachama. So Rav Moshe Feinstein said, "Inochanami, The Talmud Shel Shachar was brought every day on a daily basis b'di'evit. B'di'evit. Okay, and sometimes he was writing a tshuva to another rebbe about mezuzah, something had to do with mezuzah, kaseris, about psuchas and stumas, kveishas and mezuzah. He says he wanted to bring it as a riot that sometimes l'chadchila we know he could do like the b'di'evit. And that was an example he gave. So the Rashash doesn't like that, you know. It's still strange. Chachila, you do b'di'evit. B'di'evit means you do b'di'evit. You don't do l'chadchila, you know. No, he said that the pshat is that when the Mishnah Megillah says that you do mitzvah, your daytime starts at Alos HaShachar, so l'chadchila you're supposed to wait to watch. It means Heyer Pnei Kol Mitzvah. And Memela watch, it comes out, that's the pshat. So if I want to shake lulav, I don't have to wait for Pnei Chachama, I can do the Chachila from Heyer Pnei Mitzvah. Then it comes out, when the Mishnah says in Yuma that they did Heyer Pnei Mitzvah, that is the Chachila of all mitzvahs. It's not that they did something different. But they, like Rav Moshe Feinstein said.
Yeah,
you can do any mitzvah. In other words, you have to reread the Mishnah in Megillah. It says that all mitzvahs are supposed to wait till Day Tzachama, and the B'yemen Alos HaShachar. Day Tzachama is to be translated in this context, Heyer Pnei Mitzvah. Which you could say, because that's what the Pnei Mitzvah is all Heyer, so that's Day Tzachama, even though the Chama didn't.
From above
the horizon, but it's still shining. Yeah, that's what the name Chama is. The Chama is blossoming. What's blossoming? The rays are blossoming. So you could interpret the name Chama to mean that, even though normally, like we're talking about Vasikin, the name Chama means that the sun is either above the horizon or it's above the what? The mountain. And the Magen Avraham says that for tefillah, you're supposed to wait for, in other words, Heyer Pnei Mizrach, like the korban. But b'di'evit, if you bring it, you daven shachris from Alos HaShachar, you yotze. And that's in contrast to the Eliyahu Rabbah, who says what? That no, that the definition of Alos HaShachar is Heyer Pnei HaMizrach. And therefore, if you do it before Heyer Pnei HaMizrach, then what? You're not Yotze. Even B'di'evit. Because the Magen Avraham says, you're really supposed to daven Heyer Pnei HaMizrach, but B'di'evit, you can daven from Alos HaShachar, and the Alarav says, no, if you daven from Alos HaShachar, that's like davening at night. Oh, so we're going to get to the pre-chadash soon.
What did
the Eliyahu Rabbah say? That is a good question. Yeah. So therefore, you can't do it earlier than Heyer Pnei HaMizrach. Yeah, page 15. He says, Dafka Sheyer Pnei Kol HaMizrach. Rather than cause of Dafka Lo Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizrach. No. And he says, "I need to be in here, Pnei Mizrach, Pnei Mizrach Rabbah." So the question is Alos HaShachar Heyer Pnei Mizrach, or are there two separate times? If they're two separate times, that's what the Magen Avraham held. So then, to the end, you say Alos HaShachar. But if you hold no, that Heyer Pnei Mizrach is Alos HaShachar. I mean, the Pashup Shad of the Rambam that we learned before. Is Heyer Alos HaShachar is a little glimmer, and Heyer Pnei HaMizrach is when there's much more. So he, the Rambam, is clearly learning that it's two different zmanim. But the Eliyahu Rava is saying that no, that Heya Pnei Mizrach is Alos HaShachar. It's Alos, in other words, if it's just Alos HaShachar alone, it wasn't Heya Pnei Mizrach, then it's not that good. Yeah.
What
did the Mishnah says in Megillah that the day is at also Shachar, and but Lachatchila you should be afraid till Netzach Am. Who says? The Magen Avraham says for Tefillah. You should hear Pnei Mizrach, but. Tefillah is different than other mitzvahs, but in the event, if you daven from a los hashachar, you yotze. For what? For davening?
Yes.
Heir pnei hamizrach.
So is it the same as the
pichadus? Oh, we didn't talk about the pichadus yet.
What about that? Will be the same?
We're going to talk about it right now. Let us talk about the Pichadosh on page 13. He says, Iker u'deshlosh azmanim yesh v'ascholos ha'tfila. Iker mitzvah v'nei tzachama. That's the best thing. Meaning, the mitzvah v'nei mufchar is v'nei tzachama. But v'chatchila you could still daven from Heya Pnei Ola Shachar Heya Pnei Mizrach. But if you daven from Alos HaShachar, you yotza. So he says the three zmanim. Alos HaShachar is not the same as Heya Pnei Mizrach, and therefore, but the other, if you daven shachas from Alos HaShachar, you yotza. So say you have to catch a train, and or you have to catch a plane, and whatever. So, and you're not going to be able to do Mishayakir, at least you should do it you can do Alos HaShachar Yiyotze. Because Alos HaShachar is day. But B'dievet, we never want you to wait. So for Tefillah, L'chatchila, it's Allah, Heya Pnei HaMizrach. Heya Pnei HaMizrach is L'chatchila. And then Mitzvah Mubchar is Ma'amish at the Nates. But according to the Pri Chodesh, if you daven after the Nates, or you daven before the Nates, it's the equal Mechatchila. Because unless you daven at the Nates, you don't get the Mitzvah Mubchar. But davening before the Nates is no less Mechatchila than davening after the Nates. But as long as it's Heya Pnei HaMizrach. The Gaon also, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Alaha is like the Eliyahu Rava. And Alos HaShachar is Heya Pnei HaMizrach. Not like the Gaon Avraham. So that means that there's no such man as Alos HaShachar. Alos HaShachar has to be Allah HaShachar Dei Heya. It goes together with Heya Pnei HaMizrach because the Eliyahu Rava and the Gaon. So according to the Gaon Avraham, the Pri Chodesh, it's Alos HaShachar, Abraham. He means, in other words, there's no such zman of alos. Alos means alos v'heya pnei hamizrach.
So there's
no time thing. What do you mean? Alos and Erev
Hamizrach
is like a thing to cover. Erev Hamizrach is really just alos, just all starts. I mean, alos, there's no such zman that alos is day. Alos, it means it's dawn and it's heya pnei hamizrach. That's the zman. So before that, it's Vaday Laila. And what do we say? How many minutes do we say, Akiva? Of Pnei Mizrach after I looked it up, right? I told you from that Sefer on the Zman Mavon, it's what, between 10 and 17? Right, Ezra?
10
and 17. 10 and 17. Depending on which time of the year. So, right, so even if you want to be a pre-Chodesh person, you have to at least have between, between 10 and 17 minutes after Alos Hashach. And then davening is the Chassim. And then, remember, Hanukkah time, we wanted to say, based on the Masham, that maybe Halal also is considered part of davening. And then we wanted to discuss maybe Lulav, right, the Tshuva Masham. So the pre-chadash, you know, I mean, most of the shalom is shachar pshita diyotza, right? The book must be the mirror of any rucham. Shavi, the Beis Yosef, the mirror of chavar, well, the pashar. The shalom of the chavar, not in the shachar, but so she has a mirror of the chavar. So shalom of the shachar is yotza, and prayer is not yotza. So the pre-chadash is admitting that the Beit Yosef might be mashma that it's only b'di'evet. Because he says yotza. Because he says the tzvasa sheyaskel v'nei tzachamah. But you couldn't learn that he doesn't mean that. I mean, the pre-chadash says maybe the Beit Yosef is against him. The point is, the Chiddush of Magen Avraham is that he can be Yotze from a Lotz Hashach, which is similar to the... He doesn't necessarily argue with the Pre-Chadash. Yeah. The thing that argues with the Pre-Chadash of Magen Avraham is the Eliyahu Rava and the Vilna Gaon that says that from a Lotz Hashach it's not here for the Yotze, you're not Yotze at all. And Magen Avraham says, no, you're Yotze to be Yotze.
But the point of those who say that you can be Yotze to be Evet from a Lotz Hashach, which one has to say, but nobody holds that you can be Yotze to be a Shmach to be Shiyakir. In other words, the Shira Tfilo is earlier.
Say it again.
The Shira Tfilo is to be earlier. Some hold that the Yemi you can come to an answer from Alos. Like the Mikodosh.
Mikodosh, the Mogen Avram.
Right. But you say Kriya Shema from Alos HaShachar.
It's also B'diyah, it's good.
Before Mashiach?
It's also good.
Did you
check in the Shulchan Aruch, you'll see. That the Kriya Shema...
It's not in any of our Marmol Sama
stuff. Did I Xerox the... look in Hilchas Kriya Shema, where he has this mind of Kriya Shema. I don't know if I put it in this packet, but I think it says they're the same thing. So usually, if you hold a Lotz Hashachar as a separate Zman, now, so then that's the Zman of Mitzvah Hayom, B'di'evet. But that applies to everything. There was even things like even Tefillin, Talis. Because if you really had a rush, you can daven everything.
Yeah, because my life might be sponge filled, I'll be then eager.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not.
But so that you could say Kriya Shema, I mean, if you have no other choice, you could be Yotze from Alos.
Yeah. So the Kiddush of Pichadish is that you could, once it's Hayah Pnei Mizrach. Yeah, so that might be an exception to the rule from the regular dinim that you need really Netzach Hamel Chatchila, or according to Rashash, that's the rule in all cases. But he says, Shmoneh Esrei should be like the Talmud, that the Talmud Shal Shachar was brought in the morning, Mishalop Neham Israel. That's the later Zman in the Mishnah.
You shouldn't say that the Talmud was brought to the heaven as
right, Rav Moshe says it was brought for the Evet every day. The basic, for a reason. They did it. I mean, or Simon says Shasachach in the Evidon, whatever. But Lamaisa, they did something that was. And the Rosh Hashanah says, no, this is the Lechatchila did in Olmes. Yeah, the town.
Yeah, so everyone believes in power.
Who's saying? The Rabbah says that. The Gross says that. Yeah. And the Morgan of Ram says no. Alos HaShachar is still with the Evit. It's good. Maybe. And then we said, what's the... Okay, so we're up to... You have Chav Chesemi, Simon? Yeah. What is the Eben Ezra's pshat on... Well, also Shachar. Yeah, I'll say it outside. That Shachar, says Eben Ezra, means what? Darkness. Alosa Shaka means the darkness is starting to what? Go away. So that's what you have to do. So that's what he says. So once the darkness is starting to go away, then what? That's Alosa Shaka. So and that's the Rambam Shita, like Rabbi Telki said, a glimpse, a glitter. And that's what Alosa Shaka is. Shaka is from Lashon Shachros, black, dark. And Alosa Shaka means, so the Chiddush is, that all you need is a glimmer of light, and then it's already the next day. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll talk about how come we don't say that's Ben Hashmoshes at least. Just like Ben Hashmoshes at night, maybe there should be Ben Hashmoshes in the daytime, and that will pick up with Bez Hashem tomorrow. Okay, so Bez Hashem tomorrow, we're getting there, we still have 20 questions left. Yeah, so Sunday...